Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report, where truth can't be silenced, no matter how hard they try. I want to welcome everyone to this edition of the Hagman Report. HagmanReportLive.com is where to go for all the video audio assets. HagmanReport.com for print, for articles, for information you need to know. HagmanStore.com, that's the place to go to get some delicious coffee. That's right, if you want to buy some coffee that does support Vets for Child Rescue, Craig Sawyer's group, and or helps support, I should say, provides financial support, your proceeds do, to Vets for Child Rescue, as well as Russ Dizdar. Hey, go to HagmanStore.com. This is the Detective's Choice K-Cups coffee. It's hyper-caffeinated, and this, I think, this was 5 days. 5 days from roaster to cup in my hand. So it's fantastic. Go to HagmanStore.com. A lot of information to get into as well. Just real quick, I want to tell you that when you start peeling back the layers of the onion that we see here with respect to all of the violence, everything that's taking place, you're going to find that almost all of the America's failed cities. When you look across the demographics and you look at the various cities, Detroit, Memphis, on and on and on, Miami, almost all of America's failed cities are democratically controlled cities, including 42 of the top 43 centers for violent crime. All right. So with me to talk about this and much, much more as we enter into what I like to term, or what I believe to be the final, this being the final warning, some, what, 60 some days out away from the general election, which I believe is going to, I believe that Nancy Pelosi and the leftist Marxists within Congress will create a constitutional crisis that will bring America down to her knees more than already they've done. You need some information going into this final warning. And by the way, final warning happens to be the conference, virtual conference that's coming up, founded by and directed by Steve Quayle. There it is on your screen. Go to gen6.com, register for the streaming video on demand final conference 2020. Final warning conference, that is 2020. And also Bob Griswold, readymaderesources.com. You need, folks, you need to go shopping there. You need to go shopping there. Prepare yourself, as you see on the screen, night vision, thermal, lasers, mounts, helmets, accessories, long-term storable food, just an array of products. Go shopping. Do it today. With that, I'm going to bring Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Steve, how you doing, my man?
Thank you for, again, hosting Bob and I today, because we're going to talk about not only Antifa and the BLM and the ongoing communist overthrow of the United States of America, but I asked Bob to address the hydra, his word, of Chinese presence in the United States on the borders, Canada, Mexico. Obviously, their infiltration into all the science, communication, basically everywhere. Obviously, like Medusa, you could cut off one tentacle, but that doesn't keep the other thousands or whatever from striking. So this is what we're going to do, because it's important, Doug. In the last, I would say, 48 hours, all these annunciations and pronunciations, announcements and pronouncements are coming out on China. They've doubled their missile capacity, doubled their nuclear warhead capacity, have more ships at sea than the U.S., are basically challenging India at the same time they're challenging Taiwan, at the same time Japan and China behind the scenes are exchanging some rather serious threats. So I don't think people understand the whole nature of what's going on. So Bob has had business dealings for a long time in China as representing different products and stuff, but he knows what they think. He knows what they think. So Bob, will you share with people the Chinese mentality? because it's our, and I think I'm speaking for both of us because we talked earlier, it's both of our opinion and with the evidence presented that China is behind the communist overthrow. They're the ones equipping them with the weapons that you'll see on the streets that are, believe me, aren't sticks and stones. So with no further ado, I'll bring on Bob Grizzled. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Steve. I'm just thinking, just the introduction of what Doug was talking about, the final warning. You know how easy that rolls off our lips? Final warning. And people don't think any more about that. But just dissect that two words for a second. This is coming to the close of being able, people being able to be warned. And just as in Jerusalem in 70 AD, and maybe even in Germany in 1930s, so many places people saw these actions that we're seeing today come about, and what do? Nothing. It was because they ignored it. And so when Doug say final warning, let that sink into the people who are listening for a second. You know, Steve, I know you've put together some really in touch people with this conference you're having, and it is really a final warning. I just from being in this preparation business for so long, and I talk to so many people, not just about preparations, but people having dreams, visions, people who are history majors, all these things that are coming together. It really are. We're narrowing down. When that door that used to be open, you know, a full open, 90 degree open, it's closing down to where now we're just, it's only inches from being closed. And as Steve mentioned, the Medusa, you know, it's just not one tentacle we're facing. And that's what I want people to understand today. Doug, you used the investigative phrase, peeling the onion. And that's a great phrase to use because that's what you do. The outer layers of the onion are what people see. But really what a lot of times, what is really the core of the issue, you have to peel away those layers to get to that issue or issues. And that's what we're facing, issues. It's the Medusa. It's multi-headed. It's not just one front. So when we talk about the threat of China, it is so interwoven within our society, it's hard to get a grasp on it. You really have to study this, the history of China, the mentality of China, everything that China's doing to get an understanding of how they have so infiltrated us. You know, we have hundreds of military bases surrounding China. We think we've encompassed them. We think that we have surrounded them, contained them. But at the same, what we don't understand is that we are using technology that they are not going to fight us on. They're not going to fight the war we want them to fight. They're going to fight the war they want to fight. They're going to take it right out of their guy's playbook, Sang Su. We think we've encompassed them. They've encompassed us. How have they done that? Well, let's look. Just the politicians in this country, how many of them have sold out to China? So our political system is thoroughly infiltrated with Chinese influence. Our educational system, we see over and over again, Chinese buying professors or Chinese investing in Ivy League schools. All the way down to our curriculum going into our public schools, Marxist, Leninist, communist ideology that our children are being trained in. That's why Antifa has no shortage of supply of useful idiots coming to protest these things, because they've been indoctrinated. And who's been behind it? The Soviet Union, but largely today, China has been involved with it. China has infiltrated every major corporation in the United States. They have agents there working, stealing technology, giving it back to China. And going back to education, a lot of Chinese students come over here, and what they do is they feed information from our colleges back to the homeland. So we think we have them encompassed. They're not going to fight that war. They have us encompassed. They have us surrounded. And I would say between the two mentalities of how we fight war, one with aircraft carriers and all the missiles and all that, China is quickly trying to reach parity with us, but that's not how they're going to fight the war. They're fighting the war through infiltration, subterfuge, lying, bribery, and all the other methods that you would use to undermine a society, break down the morals of the society. China's largely behind gun control. They want to take our guns. They continually force that issue of gun control, and they're using their useful idiot politicians in this country to promote it. The politicians get paid well to do it, but in the end, it's the American people that are going to pay. So, Steve, that's just an introduction.
The problem is, Doug and Bob, as you know, the introduction, I would say that no matter how many reality checks that we try and produce or put forth in any broadcast, any podcast, any interviews or anything, Doug, most people still don't get the lateness of the hour and why China's problematic. When people read those articles that Dave Hodges is putting up, not just on Canada, but also in Mexico, and I want you to know this, I have different people that tell me differently than Dave, but when they all say the same thing, Bob, you have your sphere of influence and people that talk to you. But what I don't think people understand is we have a multi-million combined man army, close to 750,000 in Mexico. According to the sources that, you know, are talking to me, close to 500,000 inside U.S., okay? And then we have about 1.2 million up in Canada. And people have been talking from Vancouver, British Columbia, people on the west coast of Canada saying, boy, it's like everywhere you look, the Chinese. The Trudeau government has been pandering to China. They gave China an order for, what, $1 billion worth of vaccines and $1 billion worth of syringes, et cetera. You know, medical supplies. Would you buy your vaccine from the people that generated this bioweapon in a biolab? So I would say this, that over the years, I've heard rumors and I've had them substantiated by multiple people that there are treaties with both Mexico and China and Canada and China for their attack upon the United States to be a staging ground. So again, I don't think people understand, Bob, shipping containers, 10,000 of them in Mexican ports loaded with armament, artillery, and also rocket launchers. We broke the story years ago, Doug, about the shipping containers, the Connex containers, that were actual missile launching platforms. The roof opened up, bzz, the missile came up, and boom, it's off. I'm in Bozeman, Montana. We have an electronics research lab here. What's the chance we could have 600 Chinese students in Bozeman, Montana? And that's from the FBI, the special SAC, the special agent in charge, who quit. Because basically he was told to stand down over it. And again, when you understand that where electronics research labs are, there are Defense Department contracts. And you know, Bob, this is the thing that you saw firsthand. Explain what some of the people said to you on their absolute contempt for the Americans. And it carries out in Hao Xian's Jeff Nyquist article. He says they have no qualms about killing every man, woman, and child. So as we're talking, we've got them on the north, we got them on the south, we got them internally. How can you make that, illustrate that from your own experience? It's not what somebody else says, it's not what somebody else writes, it's not a friend of a friend. This is your personal, personal encounters.
Well, I've been to China many times, okay, and through a lot of its major cities. And I can tell you, having met with people that are in the know over in China, that are people that are plugged in, they have absolute contempt for us. The only thing they see, they're like the Borg. They want to assimilate. And the only thing they see us as is what can they steal from us? What technologies can they use? Because in the end, their plans are to assimilate us and to make us Chinese or kill us, either one. You know, Steve, you mentioned 600 students in Bozeman from China. Keep in mind, I would say a large portion of those students have had military training. Now, I can promise you that they have weapons caches in your area. How long would it take those 600 people that have had military training that they sent over here to get educated to access those weapons and kill every leader in Bozeman?
I would say, Bob, honestly, I would say within, because they've all got their assigned targets, GPS,
yes.
I would say less than 2 hours, more likely 1 hour.
Yeah, they would take over your water facilities. They would take over any people that make the electricity, electrical plants. They would take over communications. They would take over the food stores. All of that with 600 people, you could easily do it. Easily. And then obviously either if there's any leaders that are working with them, they would come forward and say, we need to go along to get along. You know, I don't know if there have been, but it's possible that some of the leaders have in your area have been compromised. And they would come out as the, if you remember the Red Dawn movie, the people in the government during that Red Dawn movie actually worked with the invading forces. So I would say there's a good chance that they have co-opted people in your area that are in key positions of leadership or production. And now your city is just one city in this country. You know, imagine a big city. Imagine, you know, hundreds of American cities that have, you know, students going to these colleges and universities. They've come over here and they're over here on several missions. One, to steal our technology. And two, they have received their military age people, and it doesn't matter if it's male or female, they're military age people, and they've had military training back at the homeland in subversion, in, you know, what you would call Green Beret tactics of infiltration, insurgency, you know, all of those tactics, they've had them. So they can take it to the level they need to take it to. If, and they're actively right now using, you know, political forces and insurgical forces that, that are used to compromise the integrity of our country. We have not yet seen open, you know, violence where it's gone kinetic, but they are trained in that. So they could go into any city, just like we've done when we've gone into a war zone. When we went into Fallujah, my son was there. They first thing they do, they get the communications, the command control. They take over those facilities very, very rapidly. And at that point, all the other dominoes fall into effect. So when you say final warning and peel the onion, please, people, take it to heart. This is going on right now as you speak. And a lot of the politicians in the Democratic Party, probably some in the Republican Party, but are actually have active Chinese agents working in their offices, taking directions from them, taking money from them, with the promise that they're going to be taken care of when the communists take over. Well, they're not. They're going to be killed, and they're just too stupid to figure it out. But that's what is going to happen. Now, so final warning again. This is just one of the heads of Medusa. China has infiltrated, and it is so complete, so overwhelming that we, if you had a grasp of it, you would be, men's hearts would fail them for fear is all I can tell you. If you knew how complete the infiltration of this country was. So keep in mind, yes, we have aircraft carriers, we have tanks, we have missile launchers, we have F-35s surrounding China, but China has done a opt end around all of that by coming into this country, coming into India, coming into South America, coming into Canada, and infiltrating every organization that produces anything, that communicates anything. They've infiltrated it so they could take it down rapidly.
Doug?
No, keep going, please. This is fascinating to listen to, and I would just urge everyone, and the key here is to listen, please. Go ahead.
Well, I want to hey, Bob, let me just interrupt you for a minute. They've also taken over the Caribbean. The Chinese have. When you fly into Nassau, I was there a couple years ago, and the deal is that they have big signs, no drones allowed. Okay. No drugs. It's not drugs. It's drones. They're making a deep water harbor in Nassau. That's in the Bahamas, ladies and gentlemen. And what's fascinating is that some of the most exclusive and richest hotels in Nassau are owned by the Chinese. So, and what I want to share is when you're there, it's like there are absolute cameras everywhere. I wouldn't be surprised if they got toilet cams. I'm not kidding when I say that. So what you've got to understand, we're surrounded, ladies and gentlemen, and final warning, brace for impact. Not one of us, I put me into this category too, because I may know what's going on, but my emotional response will be the same. And listen, it is a red dawn. And what Bob is talking about, all the triad of America's defense posture doesn't do any good when you got 750,000 Chinese agents, if you will, trained agents in this country, ready to take over command, control, and communication, C3, and basically the food. And ladies and gentlemen, we're being starved into submission already. Henry Kissinger's famous words were, with the illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little time. So, Bob, if you would spin off on this, that we're already set up for not only occupation, destruction, and again, Doug, I hope everybody listening to me says this. If some guy tells you he's coming to your house on Friday night and he's got a whole gang and you know he's got a gang, then you better not be there, or you better have counter more sufficient firepower than he does with all the gang members. That's what China is saying. China says, we've had the patience. We've already infiltrated you. And in China's mind, they've won. Is that correct, Bob?
Absolutely. And they are winning. They're winning the war on so many different levels. And you know, I forgot who said the saying, we fight the next war was the last war's technology. I mean, we spend $13 billion on aircraft carriers, 6,000 people on them. I don't know how much ordnance is on there, planes, just the financial commitment the Pentagon has to those floating things that can only go maybe 30 miles an hour, 35. And they have hypersonic missiles that can take one out. And so we're fighting a war that we're going to lose because we're fighting it with the wrong technology. They're fighting the war the way it needs to be fought. They're undermining us in every single way. I can't say it over and over again and make it any more just a stronger statement, put it that way, than our educational system has been thoroughly infiltrated by Marxists. Our religious systems have been thoroughly infiltrated by Marxists. Our newsprint has been thoroughly infiltrated by Marxist communists, Chinese. Every way we can, our corporations, you know, every way we can be co-opted. You look at the NBA, these basketball players that are taking millions of dollars from China, and then they're coming here and undermining our society, telling us America's no good, that we have slavery and all these other issues, while they're making their millions off people working for nothing back in China. So it has nothing to do with social justice. This has everything to do with insurgency, infiltration, and conquering our nation. And it has been done. I go back to Deuteronomy and the curses that Deuteronomy pronounces on a nation that forsakes the Lord their God. And we have to take it to that spiritual level, Steve, because if you don't understand it on the spiritual level, you're not going to understand why it's happening. This is, as you've said so many times, this is not something you're going to fix with politics. You know, Donald Trump might slow it down a little bit. Maybe. I don't know. Probably not. But I think, as you mentioned, I watched there was an article that came out the other day by these group of scientists. Donald Trump will win on election night, and 1 week later he'll lose because they're going to so infiltrate with these paper ballots, mail-in ballots, that even though he wins, they're going to come up with all the ballots they need to lose. And at that point, we have a major constitutional crisis in this country because, as Nancy Pelosi has said, she is second in command. And when I first heard that, I thought, no, she's third in command. But just think of this. After January 20th, do we have a president if no president has been declared? If there's no winner, who steps in at that point? I think Nancy Pelosi thinks she does. And so this could easily turn into an absolute kinetic, full-blown civil war in just a few short months. You know, and then China, they're already probing. There was a skirmish the other day between Chinese forces and Taiwanese forces where fire was exchanged. Taiwan, completely take over Hong Kong and then the whole Pacific basin, because we're embroiled at that point in a bloody and messy civil war in this country where we've been so factionalized in this country. We're going to have everybody fighting everybody because we've been so trained that everybody hates everybody at this point, no matter what skin color, religion, whatever it is, we all hate each other. And so it could easily devolve very quickly. And on top of that, the grid goes down. You know, medication is not available. You have mass die off. You have dead bodies laying everywhere. It is this dystopian reality of what we're going to face. And again, final warning. Please, America. It's not Bob Griswold saying this, Steve Quayle, or Doug Hagman. These are the lessons of history. These are the lessons of the Holy Scripture. The Bible teaches this. The Bible makes it very clear that God is holy. I know God will never lie to me. I know God will never lead me into sin because that's his nature. He is holy and just. But his justice also demands that he brings judgment on nations that do what we've done, murder 60, 70 million children. We've perverted the covenant of marriage, just making it absolutely disgusting. We're now some areas about allowed polygamy, multi-marriages. I mean, we've reduced in San Francisco, there's this bill now that allows adults to have sex with children and not have anything wrong with it. This push for pedophilia, it's coming out. Steve, you said God was going to expose our sins before what? The Chinese and the Russians attacked us with nuclear weapons. I mean, it's all falling into place. Peel the onion, ladies and gentlemen. Look past the superficial and see into what we're really facing. And what we're really facing is this: your annihilation. Everything you've come enjoy everything you found your security in, your 501, your family, your property, whatever it is, it's going to be called into question. And only those that are firmly planted into the truth of Jesus Christ are going to be able to stand in this hour. God's word and the blood of the Lamb are going to be what preserve us in this hour, because if you're relying on anything, you know, it's not going to work. I always tell people that, you know, when Lot went in to rescue his nephew Lot that had been kidnapped by the people in the plains of Sodom, he had to have three things. First and foremost, he had to have the moral courage to say, I'm going to go into my enemy's camp and spoil him. That's the attitude we have. No matter what happens to my body, no matter what they do to me, my last proclaiming message will be that God is going to conquer them in the end. I'm going to proclaim that. I'm going to proclaim the message of the gospel till the very end. That is a power they can't cope with. That's why China is doing everything they can do to destroy the Christian faith wherever they go. Their homeland, they're tearing down churches. They're actually making women that are Christians that get pregnant have abortions. They're taking their children away from them because they understand the absolute deadliness of Christianity is towards them. Christianity destroys them. It conquers them. And so they're going to do everything they can to seek its destruction. That's why they've infiltrated so many of the nation's churches with this social Marxist gospel that they preach. It's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a political social gospel. And it has no power in it. It's the only power that it has is the power of Lucifer to enslave men. So that gospel that you're hearing at your church, where if they're preaching a social gospel, it is enslaving you to an orthodoxy that is not of God. It is of Lucifer. And so that's an infiltration we've had. I just watch these Christian people falling into, supporting organizations that when you go to their key platform is anti-family, it's pro-perversion, pro-abortion, it's the Romans 1 theology, you know, depravity on a level that you can't even imagine. That's their platform. And you have Christian ministers going, I support that. I support the depravity that God says he's going to send on a people. And Romans 1, you just go there and read it yourself. God abandons them to this depravity, but that's who we support and we love Jesus. No, it doesn't work that way. I saw a meme the other day. It's like, I cannot support the murder of babies on Tuesday and go to church and sing how I love Jesus on Sunday. It doesn't work that way. You think it works that way in your mind, but in the end, you're going to hear those words, depart from me. You curse it into the everlasting lake prepared, the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. So that's where we're at in this country. It's a spiritual level and it's a physical level. We do tell people to prepare physically because I think God has that throughout the scripture of doing it, but it is the least important of them all. People, you need to get your heart right with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you got sin in your life, pornography in your life, whatever it is in your life, and, you know, violence that you sit there and watch and enjoy, you need to repent of it and get your heart right with the Lord, because it's the only way you're going to stand in these days.
Amen. If I can interject one thing, going back just a little bit, Bob and Steve, both of you were talking about the Chinese threat from without. Just very quickly, from within, the threat from within, the infiltration. One thing that our investigation found here is the fact that the Revolutionary Communist Party, which is a Maoist doctrine, had a Maoist doctrine, not a Marxist necessarily. Well, Marxist-Maoist, but really a Maoist doctrine. And, of course, Mao Zedong, of course, biggest mass murderer in the 20th century, in fact, died 44 years ago the next week. But anyway, having said that, that has morphed into the Refused Fascism, which was started in 2016. And here's their current goal right now as we speak inside the United States. They're backing Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Their targets are the Electoral College and, of course, capitalism. And by capitalism, they are going in. And this is why you see stores being looted, Target, you know, and all this. So this is the driving ideological force. And by the way, their number one main primary enemy everywhere is Christians and Christianity, just so you know. So you go from Revolutionary Communist Party back in 75 morphing into Refused Fascism, Carl Dix, Sincera Taylor, and others. So there you go. I just want to make sure I got that in there. So threat from without, infiltration, and threat from within. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I want to say, Bob, interestingly, and for the record, ladies and gentlemen, we didn't compare notes. We just said what time we can be on together. When I woke up this morning, no kidding, 4:44. That's a good number. That's way better than 3:33. And Jeremiah 18:7-15 came into mind. And you guys, this is really a critical. This is God's punctuation on the subject matter at hand. At what instant shall I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it? And by the way, the word nation is the ethnic. Okay, that's the ethnos that Jesus spoke about. If that nation against whom I have pronounced this evil turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instance I shall speak concerning a nation, concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it? If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore, go speak to the men of Judah. This is Jeremiah being commanded by the Lord. And to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now every one from his evil way and make your ways and your goings good. And they said, oh, there's no hope, but we'll walk after our own devices. I would add in there, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. And we will everyone do the imagination of his evil heart. Therefore, thus saith the Lord, ask ye now among the heathen who hath heard such things. The virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing. Now listen to this. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon, which cometh from the rock of the field, or shall the cold flowing waters that come from under another place be forsaken? Because my people have forsaken me. They have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from their ancient paths, to walk in paths in a way not cast up. And ladies and gentlemen, the key verse that stood out to me, think iPhones, think technology. And they said, there's no hope, but we'll walk after our own devices. And we should put, you know, in our contemporary stuff, probably, yeah, a subway ramp into a coming subway. But I think it's important, Bob and Doug, that this is the thing. It is, and this is the great disconnect, in my opinion, okay? The great disconnect is God's people know not his nature. They know not his person. They know not his heart. They don't know history. They don't know how God's action and reaction is. And then they basically just say, oh, this stuff's all fear tactics, it's fear porn, etc. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to tell you this. God's people are always at the forefront of denying every single warning, even when the devil rubs our noses in it. You think Nancy Pelosi is got the love of Jesus in her heart? No, because all laws are good for us, but not for them. So the point that I'm trying to make now is there is a disconnect. Real simply, people do not understand the judgment of Almighty God. He's holy, he's righteous, he's faithful, he's true. He is the ultimate measure of behavior and what he demands as a creator. And you go to the same thing as Jeremiah in the potter's house. God said, hey, I'm the potter, you're the clay. Cannot I make of the clay that which I desire? One time somebody said, well, you're a crackpot quail. I said, at least I hold more water than a dry mouth with no spit. And that's the person that was accusing me of being a crackpot. But the point is, the thing is that we're in a dire need. I hope people understand what Bob is saying. I know you do, Doug. And what happens, you guys? Seriously, this goes through my mind every day. What will be the last bit of info that I'll personally receive before the internet goes down, before the phones go down, before my satellite phone goes down, before access to shortwave goes down? What will be my final response? And by the way, that EC, the electronic warfare airplane that landed in Branson, Missouri, they were grabbing everybody's transmissions coming from everything for differentiating and targeting. So I don't know, Bob, if you saw that story. I'm sure you did. Now let's just go to Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. The Chinese come, steal people, take their organs. You're being told, I'm being told, we're being told that in Tennessee, this is critical, that the Tennessee government wants the ability to come into your home, interrogate your children, no matter what age, away from the parents, and determine your child's fate. I would say anybody that allows that, you will be held responsible. You send them to their grave war, because if they take your kids, you'll never see them again. You'll be blackmailed into taking the vaccine. or, and if you should get your kids back, they will have already been given it. So you will all be dead family walking. That's not scare tactics. That is the fallen angel, bastard from hell's plan for all of our children. Guess what? We abandon our kids. There are exceptions to that. Obviously, homeschoolers and Christian families that take the education of their children seriously. But when you put them in public schools, you might as well just, you know, put them in a sewage and then put them in a sewer and then complain about the smell. You put them there in the first place.
Steve, let me just say something. You know, Vody Bachum, he's a really tremendous brother in the Lord, made a comment that says, how do you expect to send your children to Caesar for 13, 14 years and not make a Roman? You know, we put them into this. You said they're coming for your children. They're not coming for your children. You're offering your children. You're presenting them into the hands of Moloch. If Martin Lloyd-Jones was a British theologian, and he did the most, I think, the best expositional study of Romans ever. It took him 8 years to go through the book of Romans. And he said, what is the gateway to depravity? The gateway to depravity is, Romans 1, the denial of God as creator. Well, what's the premise of public schools? They deny God as creator. You are not even allowed to speak of it. So any Christian parent who puts their children into a public school today has to understand it. And I know this might offend people, but I have to say it because it's your children. You know, God gave humanity this wonderful gift. As far as we know, my wife and I in our union can produce another eternal being. Let that sink in. Through our union, we produce children, which are eternal beings. Now, God makes it all happen, but he put it within our power to do it. And so you're going to produce these eternal beings. They're going to live in heaven or hell, and you're going to put them into the hands of Moloch, the public school system, and say, what happened? How can we be that naive? It staggers me that people can still put them in there with gender blending. They're teaching gender blending to six-year-olds or kindergarten students. I mean, every act of depravity you can imagine is being taught to these children. And then when they come out and they don't want to have anything to do with Christianity, we look and go, what happened? Well, how can we be that naive? We can't be. So, again, this judgment that's coming, the Chinese, all this that's coming, Steve, we brought it on ourselves. It hasn't happened in a vacuum. I mean, I hear marriages breaking apart all the time, and the reason giving, well, we don't get along anymore, Christian marriages. Well, as far as I've read the Bible, that's not an excuse to break your family apart, and then your children are just left out in the wings somewhere while a new daddy or new mommy comes in that don't care about the children, and it's this breakdown of the family, and it's been a stated Marxist goal from the beginning. Black Lives Matter, it's their stated goal. They want to get away with the patriarchal family. They want to obliterate it. School systems, get some of the school books. I have some school books from the 1960s. When you look in it, you see mom and dad, children at the table, mom's in a dress, dad's in a suit. It doesn't have to be exactly that, but I mean, it shows this nuclear family. You actually look at them in detail, you'll see wedding rings on their fingers. I mean, but get a school book from today. See if you see any pictures of nuclear families in there. You know, mother, father that stay together. In fact, Steve, I heard a phrase the other day that almost knocked me off my side. It's called family privilege. They're actually calling it that if I was raised with a mother and father in a normal home, I have family privilege now. It gave me some kind of specialty. Well, of course it does. They're trying to turn it into a bad thing. That's a good thing. Every child should have family privilege. Every child should be in a family that cares about them. But we cast them into these public school systems that teach them every perversion under the sun, and we think, you know, it's okay. God will condone it. Well, he won't. And again, that's why. Cause and effect. Why are we experiencing this judgment? If we don't ask these probing questions of why we are having this horrible judgment placed on our land, disease, famine, you know, insurrection, violence, perversion, all these things, why are they there? Why are we becoming a mocking to the world, a hissing sound to the world? Why people don't even want to honor American passports to come into their countries anymore? Why? It's because we've forsaken the Lord God Almighty, who shed such grace on us, gave us such wisdom and understanding, gave us such bounty, gave us security, blessings beyond what any modern nation, modern era has had, and we spit on it. And that's what we've done. And that's why, Steve, this is not going to be avoided. What we're facing right now cannot be avoided. And so this cause and effect, you know, the church has been silent. The church has been complicit. And Christians today, they do whatever they want to do and throw I Love Jesus on top of it and think it covers it. It's not. God wants a holy and righteous people. And that's the only thing that's going to cause us to stand in the face of the evil that's coming right now. And so that's the message I really want to give to people, is that you need to get your heart right with the Lord. You need to stop listening to the theology of demons perpetrated through the local churches. You need to get back into the Bible and see what God says. God has very specific things he says about the way we conduct ourselves in this life, whether it's in every aspect. I mean, going back to the seven deadly sins, the way we eat, the way we stay married, the way we raise our children, all those things are covered in the scripture. And today the pastors totally ignore it to the thing of God wants us to be rich, wealthy, prosperity, all this. And yet the people that appear to this, we've watched our nation go from a nation of preeminence to a nation of depravity and perversity.
Steve?
Well, here's the thing. Decadent, okay? The decades that we've been watching, decadence has been an ascending mindset in the United States of America. And it's just the thing. Still, the war on Jesus Christ, the war on his followers. You know, I remember, Doug, and Bob, you heard me say this 25 years ago on talk radio. I wonder what it's going to take to get America's attention. Remember that? And persecution. Yeah. We'd talk about that. Most Christians still don't understand. They have a sniper's crosshair on their forehead. And most Christians do not understand. Now, look, I'm not about bashing Christians, but what I am about is this. Don't claim to be what you're not willing to be. Don't claim the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and then say, well, I don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. Don't claim to be a good Christian like the Obama nation of desolation. Don't claim to be a good Christian like Hillary Wittgenstein. By the way, those of you who are getting the newsletters, the e-blast, the whole thing on that was witchcraft, how witchcraft is as the sin of rebellion. And it's the direct admission by Hillary herself that she's one of the most famous covens in the history of the world. So, and then you take the leaders of BLM and three women, and they're into witchcraft. And so when you get to the book of Revelation, you see the destruction of Mystery Babylon. A lot of people don't want to believe it's New York. New York right now is experiencing the exact thing that David Wilkerson said was going to happen. And then you have the governor of New York State saying that, you know, Trump better bring an army to walk down the streets, making a direct threat against the president of the United States. And then you have the situation with blah, 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 Blasio, okay? Talk about a good name, De Blasio. But the thing, De Nazio, that's what I would call him, Bill De Nazio. Take a cue from somebody. But the point is that you see, here's the thing, Doug. You're a detective, an analyst, not a detective, but a private investigator. You do the same stuff, but the primary difference is how. If with a preponderance of evidence, if the jury just walked out and said, we don't want to do this, judge just said, forget it, let him go. I mean, it's like that. Nobody wants to hear the evidence that God has laid out against the United States and that word judgment. God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked. The wicked take pleasure in the death of the righteous. That's a powerful statement. And so what's happening now, there is no justice in the land. There isn't. The compromise of who's on the payroll goes all the way to the Supreme Court. You may challenge that, but guess what? Wasn't a certain Supreme Court justice, Chief Justice, murdered and it was covered up instantly and his body was cremated within hours? What's the real story on that? We've watched death after death, murder after murder, heinous activity after heinous activity, people wanting to rape little children. By the way, Doug, and you know this, Bob, I've said this on your show so many times, lust is the appetite of demons expressed through humans. When you give yourself over to that dimension or you're brought out of that dimension, you know that. Why are people driven, D-R-I-V-E-N, to do the things they do? Why is a serial murderer a serial murderer. Chances are, and I don't care what the psychiatric manuals say, there's a demon in him. And the problem is now, what happens when a whole nation becomes pretty much given over to demons? At what point does God speak? And that's what that Jeremiah 7 through 12 was talking about. God said, I'm speaking at this moment. Bob, if I asked you of everybody you know or Doug know that really do walk the walk and believe the walk the walk, talk the talk, and absolutely believe what they say and are preparing for it, how many people understand the word judgment? I know preppers that don't understand the word judgment. They think it's Russia, China, Venezuela, whatever. They think it's gangs. And that's just the, how do I say that? That's just the instrument. But they don't understand judgment because they don't understand God. They don't understand God. We don't understand because there's nobody preaching an on fire, a spirit of the living God anointed message. And the ones that do, they think that they leave it at the altar, walk off the stage or the pulpit, and somehow everything turns to goodness overnight. It doesn't work that way.
You know, Steve, it goes down to what we've been trained in this country, the foundation of God's throne. If I asked 99% of Christians what the foundation of God's throne is, they'd say love. Love is an attribute of God, and it's one of his most powerful attributes. He expressed his love towards us. But the foundation of God's throne is justice and righteousness. He is holy. They don't sing before the throne, love, love, love. They sing, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord God Almighty. And we've been told that they're singing this squishy love. That's what they sing before the throne. That's not what they sing before the throne of God. They sing that my God is holy, and they blaspheme his name by making him, putting this attribute on him that he just loves everybody. He doesn't. He's going to send millions and billions into the lake of fire. People listen to this. If you've got entrapment in your life, like Steve said, I know there are probably thousands of men that are listening to this right now that struggle with lust. I think every man struggles with lust, but we overcome it through the blood of the Lamb. But if you're struggling with it and you're giving into it and you're just enjoying it, you're enjoying that which Satan is pleasing you with. But at the end, it's going to cost you your soul. Do you understand that? It's not this thing that you can continue to do that because you're walking down a path. You know, you're walking down the road to destruction. In the book, The Pilgrim's Progress, there were all these side exits that there was the main highway that went to the celestial city, but there was all these exits along the way. You know, the city of worldly pleasure. This is the, and you went into those cities and you got trapped and you got in bondage to them. You know, the Lord Jesus will give you deliverance if you really want it. He will deliver you from these things, and then he will speak to you and empower you to proclaim the gospel in the end. Because at the end of the day, I know Steve Quayle, I know Doug Hagman, I know we're doing one thing. We're seeking a kingdom whose builder and maker is God. If somebody's trying to tell you to seek a kingdom that you can build on this earth, that you can arrange on this earth, you're seeking the wrong kingdom. You're building the wrong thing. And at the end, it's going to call, God calls it wood, hay, and stubble. If you're seeking a kingdom that it has the celestial kingdom that is promised to us in the end of the book of Revelation, that is the city I seek. Everything I have one day through death or whatever will be taken away from me. I don't care how much gold, how much stuff I have, how much food I have, it'll all be taken away from me through death. And if I have not sought the celestial city, the kingdom of God, all that I've done will be wood, hay, and stubble. And if you put a match to wood, hay, and stubble, it burns pretty good. So all your works will be burnt up. So that's what I encourage people today. If you've got these entrapments in your life, you know, the judgment is coming. Millions of Americans are going to die in this judgment. Perhaps you, perhaps me. I don't know. That's in God's sovereign hand. But at the end of the day, your goal, you want to stand before the Lord of all the ages, the Ancient of Days, as the book of Daniel calls him, and hear those words that are promised, well done. You do not want to hear the words, depart from me. And so that's what this is about. We recognize judgment coming. China is going to be a major instrument of this judgment, and it is a major instrument of this judgment. It's not coming. They're here. They're doing it right now, right underneath. They're undermining everything we have. And so where are you going to stand when all the dust settles? Are you going to stand on the path to the celestial city or the path to destruction? Are you going to stand under the blood of the Lamb or the condemnation of your sin? Which one? It's a simple choice. You can make it. If you don't make it, you're going to stand under the condemnation of your sin. You know, I see people going into eternity. I mean, I just think of that man who was shot in Wisconsin and right through the heart, dead instantly. You know, where's his eternal destiny? He was a pedophile or whatever he was. He was some type of violent person. And now he's standing in waiting judgment. Was it worth it? Was anything he got in this life worth that judgment? Is your sin worth that judgment? For me, I just can't imagine trading the celestial city and the eternal bliss that God promises for the temporal pleasures of sin. The Bible says that Moses rejected those temporal pleasures of sin and sought a kingdom. He sought the kingdom of Christ even before Christ came. He sought it. So I just encourage people today, yes, we see this judgment coming. There's hope. Because the hope is we seek a kingdom as builder and maker as God, and that kingdom will win. That is going to win in the end. And I encourage people to be on that side, because that's the side you want to be on. You know, horrible judgments coming. We see weapons, the disease, famine, all coming to the United States. We can't be called fear porn people anymore because it's here. The question is, where will you stand when it all ends?
Doug?
You know, as I was listening to Bob speak there, I just want to tell you and remind you and tell everyone that it was on February 26th of last year. You spoke very similar words to everyone. So a year and a few months ago, February 26th of 2019, Bob, Steve, you were on this very program talking about what's coming. And I noticed the comments from people, and it was clearly divided, but many people were saying, you know, I'm surprised that Bob Griswold is talking about our spiritual faith, and it was a good thing, you know, and people saying, why are you surprised? Because he is a Christian. He is, the epitome of the picture of a Christian, how Christians should be. The same with Steve. So, consider that time. I just want people to just consider that time. February 26th of 2019. And then again on March 7th, we had both of you on. And then August 17th and October 18th. The reason I say this is because this is indeed the final warning. How much has changed since February of 2019 to today? If we were talking about, if I would show a picture of the headlines from, today, back on February 26, 2019, would you have even believed it? People en masse, cities burning. Maybe, maybe not. But thank you both for talking about this. I'm going to shut up now. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think that, you know, where we're at, and again, final, there comes a time when the evidence presented is enough for the judge to rule on and the jury to rule on. And the scriptures have seen that we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. That's in heaven. That's people that have won their place in heaven because they accepted the faith and the repentance offered to them by the living God. But I want everyone to know that I see something happening that's the most terrifying thing that you and I will have to encounter. The military is already taking over the short waves. They're taking over all long waves. They're taking over everything. And they're going to classify anything out of the realm and context of their narrative. It's going to be considered treason. We're watching it happen right now in Australia. A pregnant mother posts against the mandatory lockdown. They arrest her. They arrest her, a pregnant woman. 80 other protesters have cops show up on their doors, and the cops show up on their doors and say, if you post or do anything one more time, you're going to be arrested. So what's happening, the first casualty in any war is truth. And that's a powerful statement. I wish I would have been the guy that, said that, because it's so obvious, but it's so forgotten. Because again, I want to read something. This is off Celeste Post. The government and military will be using information warfare to control the narrative in the events to come. Today, what we look at in their minds is a conspiracy theory. I wouldn't be doubtful that we have what would be called CT ratings, not for CAT scan, but for conspiracy theorist ratings. I wouldn't, you know. My guess is I'm checked off in all the boxes. Mm-hmm. So the point is that, you know, when you control the narrative, you control the outcome. Good example of that is the dumbass Republicans didn't understand and think a dumbass would be a Democrat. No, and by the way, I'm referring to the biological species known as an ass, okay? Republicans should pay attention to the elephant, which never forgets. My, how they forgot. But the Republicans never understood that the whole Russian narrative was a full frontal Saul Alinsky attack on Trump to continue to hammer, because they were the ones that were complicit in selling uranium to the Russians in the first place. They were terrified that Trump and Putin would come to an agreement. That would offset all their deals with the Chinese. I think, Bob, if you and I saw the secret pay stubs, the cash drops, the gold drops, anything that we could see, people would be amazed at, no kidding, at how many people in the U.S. Congress and Senate are qualified as foreign agents and actively working to destroy this country. There are some people that could care less about destroying the country as long as they have a new pina colada on a yacht someplace they're happy. So controlling the narrative, what we're trying to say to everyone today, this is critical. Hear this, everyone. Hear this. Not just with the hearing, but with your hearts. The day we go away, there is nothing more on truth. It will all be narrative. It will be all lies. Then it will be too late to speak up. Then it will be too late to even change your location. In case people don't understand this, this is a principle. When a nation is set for judgment, God cuts off all escape from that nation. Mm-hmm. We are at that point 28 years ago when that Lord gave me that word, and it's an important word. All trains would stop. No planes would fly. Delta just laid off 16,000 or is going to American Airlines. The airline industry is dead. Where are you going to go? Nobody wants us. Bob, use that word hissing. And we have become a hissing sound, and the nations are out. That's another nice way of saying contempt. They hold you in contempt. Hiss. It's a snake. And even that hissing sound came from the contempt that Satan had for God's creation, Adam and Eve, because that's why the snake was in the garden. By the way, it's a two-legged one, you know, and too early in history for him to have been a Republican or a senator. But bottom line is it was a standing snake. I'll sign off there, Bob. If you want, what does he have, a couple minutes yet, Doug, or one?
Yeah, we've got about a minute and 30.
Go ahead, Bob. Take it.
Well, I just think the warning needs to be heeded. You know, there's things people can still do. The supply line of equipment is drying up as fast. I've never seen anything like this, Steve. The ability to physically prepare is drying up. I just got a notice from the night vision company that their production has geared way down. And so now night vision is going to be taking a lot longer to get. But again, even with all our supplies, I just want to tell people, nobody in hell is going to ever think, at least I had two pair of night vision. Get your heart right with the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, preparation is extremely important. I do it, but my passion is the kingdom of God. And that's what I want to see people do. Get your heart right with the Lord. Obey him as far as what he tells you to do for you and your family. You want to see your family taken care of in these times, and that requires physical preparation.
Bob Griswold, Ready-Made Resources. Bob Griswold, Ready-Made Resources. Please, folks, go to that website, bookmark the website, get prepared. But as Bob said, by all means, hit your knees, repent, and get right with God. Pray. Pray like your life depends on it, our nation depends on it, because it does. Mr. Griswold, thank you so very much for being part of this program
today. Thank you for having
me. All right, God bless you. Steve, thank you. We're going to be right back. Folks, you're listening to the Hagmann Report right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Stay right where you're at. Just give me a minute, or two, or three. Stay right where you're at.
Reporting on mainstream media won't, you're listening to the Hagman & Hagman Report on the Global Star Radio Network.
To Hagman. This is the Hagman Report for today. It is Thursday, September 3rd, 2020. The first hour of today's program, we had Bob Griswold from Ready Made Resources and Steve Quayle. What an incredible duo. You know, I'm proud to bring you the best of the best, and I believe in, at least in my heart, my mind, I'm successful in that respect by bringing you Steve Quayle and Bob Griswold, two men at the top of their professions, different, parallel interests and parallel objectives. And it's interesting, very quickly, it was February 26th of 2019 when Bob and Steve got on this program, and the title of the program was Surviving the Coming Baptism by Blood. Surviving the Baptism of Blood. And the information that they provided on that day, again, remember, this is for COVID-19 wasn't even the twinkle in anyone's eye. Masks, wearing masks, the lockdown. But you were warned about these very things by Steve Quayle, Breathe No Evil, 20 some years ago. And as recent as, or, and as appropriate as February of 2019. And then March of the same year, and August of the same year, and October of last year, we've been warned. Now this is the final warning. Today is the final warning. Not to be confused with the Final Warning Conference, October 16th through 17th. Please, folks, go to gen6.com and sign up for this streaming of this video, of this conference. It is going to be unlike any other. Final Warning Conference 2020. With me now is Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Steve, to you, sir.
Well, thank you, Doug. And it's amazing because when we're on the air together, you know, my phone is over here, by the way, and, you know, all these messages coming in, text, people are now starting to, you know, go, uh-oh, something's really wrong. And it's so late in the game, but I'm thankful that they're coming into the game at this time. And ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that's really important today that you've got to understand, I've got to understand, that you're watching the full-scale communist plan to take over the United States through civil war. Bob Griswold and I spoke earlier in the whole hour with Doug that basically we've got the Chinese arming and equipping not only the gangs but Antifa members, and Antifa, even with people like Angela Davis, a famous Berkeley radical. She teamed up with Herbert Marcuse or Marcuse back in the early 70s. And she's saying this, I want you to know, you guys, this is Angela Davis, a mouthpiece for the left, a mouthpiece for the communist overthrow. She said, this is nothing. This is just a warm-up to the revolution. The reason the Democrats can be so bold is that they've been assured of firepower to back them up. Doug, you and I spoke years ago on the show when all of those billions of rounds of ammo and all those guns were going, and beyond Fast and Furious, were going into different warehouses strategically placed around the country. We also, to put everyone into remembrance, minds, and to bring everything to remembrance, that's when Barack Obama made the statement openly. He said that the politicos needed a army on par or equal to the U.S. military. Well, that happened because the Obama Nation of Desolation fired, 385 generals and admirals? So, ladies and gentlemen, here's where the logic breaks down. If all of the major players in the military are Obama appointees, it was stated during that time, do you remember this, Doug, when it was stated that they had to swear allegiance to him and not the Constitution?
Yep.
You remember that?
Yep.
Yep. And so here's where I think the disconnect comes. And boy, chime in on this because this is in your detective realm. They could not make the claims they're making unless they have an ace in the hole. No, I can't say that. I was going to say a-hole. No, can't say that. The bottom line is this. They have assurances. I'm telling you, everybody should know this. I stand by my statement. The COVID-19 and its 48 envelopes and then the other soon-to-follow bioweapons were designed to take down and destroy the country. If you remember, ladies and gentlemen, before March, fateful March, beware the eyes of March. Gee, what happened in March this year? Well, think about this. We were at war, a trade war with China. Do you not think these guys knew what would happen? The annihilation of the middle class? Your favorite stores you grew up with. Our mall in Bozeman is like a ghost mall. I went into Macy's because I just wanted to see. I don't go into malls and just because unless I had to, I got these new glasses, which, by the way, are really bad. So if you see me going in and out like this, the prescription they designed for me or said I needed isn't right. So I'll go ahead and wing it. But the point being is everything that would be typified or how should I say this, illustrate the middle class is dead. And instead of life, you have debt, D-E-B-T. Look at how many student loans we have. Look at how many car loans we have. Look at how many failing mortgages. Now, what's happening to the mortgage market? What's happening to MBS, mortgage-backed securities? What's happening when Cheesecake Factory says we can't pay our rent? What happens when all of the ownership on Wall Street and all these giant buildings, ladies and gentlemen, somebody will buy those things up at fire sale prices. Oh, the blood will run in the streets. But the bottom line, this, and Doug, I know I overuse that statement, but what do people think when you're hearing that if the president wins the election, now they're saying he's going to, they're telling the two, Jezebel and Ahab, Hillary Clinton and her puppet husband are telling everybody to tell Biden, don't concede, don't concede, don't concede. The reason they're telling him not to concede is because they plan to bring in all the electronic ballots, all the paper ballots, and contest the election. They plan to bring this thing into the focus. And you and I, who are seeing the communist takeover, they know how we're going to react. We're not going to go along with it. General Milley said, basically, don't look to the military to, you know, fix your political problems. Yet over and over and over, the Queen of Hell, the Queen of Hearts, has stated that I'm second in command. In my opinion, that's what she's representing. The Speaker of the House is already telegraphing everybody that she is going to take the presidency because she's second in command. If there's a constitutional crisis and a president can't be determined by, what, January 1st or whatever, then she becomes president. Is that true, Doug? That's what I'm told. I don't know that's true.
Okay. This is a little bit complicated, but I'm going to try to just really distill this down. It has to do with the presidential succession or the succession of the continuity of government. 20th Amendment as well. I had this discussion yesterday on this program. Now, we vote, obviously, on November 3rd. The president is sworn in on the 21st of January, I believe. Okay, now I could be off a day. Regardless, it's January 21st, I think. But the House members in Congress is sworn in would be January 1st. So if we don't take back the House, Pelosi remains the Speaker. And then, of course, if there is a contested election, and there will be, in because of the efforts to to assail and to create this problem with the Electoral College, is saying not only is it archaic, but it actually is responsible for voting fraud. So the idea here is to create a constitutional crisis so bad that we will not know who wins. And I think Bob Griswold, or you said something very interesting. You know, President Trump will win on November 3rd, but will lose a week later. That summarizes it perfectly. It's an assail. It's an attack against our constitutional republic in our constitution and our electoral college. And it's a Maoist, Marxist, Leninist, and even Islamic attack, coordinated from within. Black Lives Matter, Antifa. This is just one element of the bigger war. So yes, I believe, based on everything I've seen, that the Democratic left, Democratic socialists believe that Donald Trump will win legitimately, but will lose through the voting fraud. And they're preparing for that eventuality. I hope that makes sense, because, I mean, buckle up, because it's going to be a bumpy ride. And the military statement you made, absolutely. The military is saying, look, we're not going to get involved in the election process. And that includes removing a president from the White House, which they will be asked to do by the Democratic Socialist left. So we have to watch this very carefully. That's why mail-in ballot stuff is so important. I don't want to dominate this, but this is their plan. And by the way, they published a 53-page scenario laying this all out. When I say they, I'm talking about the Democratic Socialist-backed think tanks. And I believe it was I can't remember the name of the think tank, but this is what we're seeing today. So all of this violence is leading up to more violence, regardless of what happens on November 3rd. Who wins on November 3rd? It doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter, because they want to destroy this republic by unconstitutional means, by ripping down the Constitution. Sorry for dominating like that, Steve. But
I'm not dominating at all. Thank you, because I didn't know what you just shared. And thank you so much. But everyone has to understand something. The Democrats will practice a destroyed United States of America, or at this point in history, probably a truer statement would be disunited States of America, rather than give up their totalitarian communist dream. Ladies and gentlemen, again, please understand that we're encircled by the Chinese. And one of the things that has been the design of the left and absolutely brilliantly executed, look, I don't go along with it, but it's been brilliant, is to keep Donald Trump in such a defensive mode, to assassinate his character, Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, keep hammering the target, so he couldn't even pay attention, and he needs to foreign policy, and he needs to understand the military. Doug, a lot of us have been warning, for 25 years that China's going to be the problem. A lot of us, and by the way, years ago on my own program, I brought in a former partner of mine who is one of the head soybean commodity trader in the world, okay, on the Chicago Board of Trade, had a seat there. And he and I talked about one simple thing: the change in the global food production and distribution when every Chinaman wanted, or Chinese person wanted, one more egg. In other words, when the food habits of the Chinese, when they got more money, obviously they were able to eat better. When they started to compete with major Western countries to buy Russian wheat, or wherever the wheat that's being grown is grown. By the way, Russia's going to have a banner year for wheat. And let me share what happened. Russia's going to have a banner year for wheat. Meanwhile, the USDA came out on, I think, a Tuesday, claiming we're going to have the best corn crop in our history, and with the following day or 2 days later was when the corn growing area in Iowa and other areas got hit with a derecho, and some of the cornfields were leveled. Notice that there's still this bravado, but there's nothing backing it up. Bravado. We used to rule the seas. We used to rule the air. We used to rule this, rule that. We are an embittered nation. We're an embattled nation. We're an indebted nation. Bob Griswold in the last hour quoted Deuteronomy 28, and basically says in Deuteronomy 28 that they will lend to us, and we will become, in essence, servants to the lenders. Who loaned most money to the United States in history? It was China. Strangers from without, immigrants, will come in and they'll displace us. You know what Black Lives Matter really is at the heart of everything? It has nothing to do with race, ladies and gentlemen. It is just a Marxist parenthetical insert in history to overthrow this nation. But at the end of the day, it's not because we were such a great nation. It's because we had a great God. Even to Tocqueville, when he said, America's great because its people are great. When the people of America cease to be great, the nation will cease to be. The continual, it should no longer be called Hollywood. It should be called Beijingwood, okay? Even the Chinese now have taken over the and taken huge stakes in American cinema, changing, if you will, anything they don't like in any movie they fund. China is basically taking the world's narrative and forming it in the context of their xenophobia. Their xenophobia demands, as General Hao Xian said, and again, I want people to read that. I reposted it, Doug, on my website. And one of the headlines, and I just want everybody to understand this, this is one of the most brilliant Chinese war policy guys in the world, not just China, war policy guys. He's telling you what they are going to do. He's telling you, me, us, what they're going to do. I'll just bottom line it, and I don't have to read it word for word, but he said, you know, it's our destiny that when we take over and occupy the United States of America, every man, woman, and child will die. Now, Doug, does that offend your sense and sensibility?
Offend? Absolutely. That means my wife. That means my grandchild. That means my children. So, yeah, I'm not taking that lying down. I'm not taking that sitting down. We're going to have a go.
Yep. And so the thing is, and thank you for that, because, again, I look at my six-year-old granddaughter, who, by the way, she thinks I'm a generous, J-E-N-R-I-U-S or something. I said, what is that, honey? She said, oh, don't you know that? Don't you know how to read that, Grandpa? That's generous. A very cute girl. I'm not going to sit back and watch her destroyed. If it, you know, you and I both know this, Doug, it costs us to do what we do. And God is warning people, we're not going to be around that much longer. Not that we're going to die, but our ability to contact you on the airwaves, through the internet, through even radio, everything's going to be shut down. And I'm going to say this, we will become more and more interfered with as the election comes closer. I said the other day, and I don't know if I said it on your show or just said it on my podcast, but I said, expect major talk radio show hosts and podcasters to go to war. I don't know how that's going to play out, but I'm saying this, it will come because a divided house, it's because, and I'm already seeing it, you and I are both familiar with, you know, people that are on opposite sides of certain, and I don't even want to give any credit to it, but they will. They will. The unbelieving, now here's where it's going to get interesting, ladies and gentlemen. The unbelieving, politically focused talk show hosts are going to take on anybody with a Christian ethos, with a Christian faith, who proclaims Jesus Christ, because they cannot allow the truth in the paradigm of the wicked. Or in the paradigm of the perishing. There's another term for you, Doug, just for the show. The paradigm of the perishing. In other words, those who are going to hell and know it, but they're going to make sure that they practice a scorched earth policy to the utmost power within them. You talk about Marxists in the government. It was even Valerie Jarrett that's on record when she was going to Berkeley as saying she's going to use the laws of America to overthrow America. Remember that statement?
Absolutely. Yep.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, is it strange that because, Doug, you said, too, Muslim, we're already masked, ladies and gentlemen. We're masked and we're muzzled, aren't we? And even we're masked and we're muzzled, and now they're trying to direct everything to the point where your interaction with me, my interaction with you, has to be covered, veiled, you know? Mask of the Beast, Mark of the Beast, Murder of the Beast. Now we've got it out in the open. The Mark of the Beast is here. The technology of the Beast is here. Just waiting for the Beast to show. The literal Antichrist. When does the Antichrist show? They need a fake world war. When they have a fake world war, forgive me, there'll be a real world war, but it'll be a fake Armageddon. Let me rephrase what I'm saying. Because Armageddon is the last war. So even biblical believing Christians who are confused because they have no solid teaching are going to think, well, that's Armageddon when this wonderful person shows up on this world stage and can put an end to the fighting and the pestilence. And by the time he shows up, I don't know if a half a billion or a billion people would be dead, but all he has to do, the devil has to do to bring peace is to stop initiating war. So he generates the problem. He basically solves the problem by backing off the demons and fallen angels. And then he comes as the savior of the world. Jesus said it this way. All of these messianic broadcasts where people are saying the Messiah is here, the Messiah is here, the Messiah is here, the temple, the temple, the temple, all of that stuff is preparing the way for the Antichrist. Because never forget the words of Jesus. Jesus said, I came and you received me not. Another will come claiming to be me. In other words, the fake one, and you're going to receive him. And that's going to last until God himself takes the veil off of the religious people of the day, and whether they're Jews or whoever is believing that the AC is the Messiah, and then they're going to see God's going to strip the AC's persona and show everybody who he really is. In the meantime, the number one group of people that have to be eradicated are Christians. The persecution, we in the West set up our own death by not standing up for our brothers and sisters in the East. We never stood up for them when they're being slaughtered. We never stood up for them when they're being butchered. We never stood up for them when they were being cannibalized. Yeah, we never stood up. We just never stood up at all for them. And now, guess what? That same power that is in the world destroying them has come to roost in us. We will not escape. Take it, Doug, just for a second. Mind, yeah. I've got a labradoodle on the loose here.
Say hello to Cyrus for me.
I will.
All right. Four-legged friends. You know, what Steve said. I could just say, yeah, what he said. I just want to revisit one thing. There's a lot of people who believe that we are going to make it, as long as we make it to Election Day and reelect Donald Trump, things are going to be fine. Okay, then that's one thought or one path. Then what Steve was talking about, the other path too, the assault on Christians. But a subset of that involves Christians who are warring with other Christians, and it's sad to see the attempted takedown of other Christians by Christians. Think of the clergy response team and everyone who signed on to that, what, the 300 or 3,000 preachers, ministers, pastors, whatever, priests who signed on to the that paper about the coronavirus and our, you know, trust science, take the vaccine, wear the mask and such. Okay, there is such a divisiveness between and among Christians. It is sad and it's dangerous. And I think that's going to be a flashpoint because everyone is at war with not just the Christians. Everyone is at war with the Christians who proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, like Steve Quayle, and hopefully like you believe that I do and like I do. All right. Because we are the targets in this, not the 501c3. Let's just go ahead and take the vaccine. Christians. So let's pay attention to this and let's understand the distinction of what we're seeing and what's happening. I think that's very important. Are you back, Steve?
Yeah, I am. Thank you, Doug. My little guy, Cyrus, my labradoodle, he is so territorial that, you know, he's a small dog with a big bite. And it wasn't so cute. I can't help it. He's just really a cute little warning dog. But he can be irritating. At that point in this broadcast, he was irritating.
Well, lady, the studio dog, she's laying right here. Her ears went up when when she heard that. So it's great. Our little buddies are for furry friends are great. Go ahead.
Well, I understand Mark Twain's statement. Now, I've not always been a dog lover. You have, and thank you for your influence in my life. But Mark Twain said, the more people I like, or the more people I meet, the more I like my dog, right? Or love my dog.
Amen.
So that's been kind of a cool thing. But what's interesting now, too, we were talking about the slaughter of Christians. We were talking about the Christian persecution coming, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the persecution that's here. If you don't, if you don't stand up now, you're going to, I'm sorry, I'll just be blunt. If you don't stand up for Jesus now, you'll either be forced to renounce your faith or you'll be dead. And being dead is better than renouncing your faith. Where are the men of God? Where are the men of God? Where are the men of God? Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're out there. But unfortunately, we have emasculated the pulpit. And that's why, and forgive me, for those of you who are men of God, for those who are standing up against the state of California, for those who are standing up and saying, we will not abide by the rules of Caesar. Those guys are willing to pay the price. But understand this, ladies and gentlemen, please put this into context. We have had literally millions of our brethren slaughtered in China in the last so many years. We have had people put up on YouTube, send a video through whatever internet connection they have, only to be murdered after that video hits the airwaves or it hits the internet. We have people that are telling us of the most horrible things, of people having live vivisections where they take organs out of Falun Gong, where they take organs out of Christians. We heard the story of the crematoriums, the satellites were picking up all the smoke of the dead bodies, and people saying Christians were being burned alive. And yet the jellyfishians, a jellyfishian, again, is a Christian in name only, with no spine, thinks that if I'm quiet, they won't come and get me. If I say nothing, I won't be put on the radical list. I'll tell you what, you all better, we all, I am so, focused on this statement. I better make sure that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That becomes more important to me than the devil's book of death, okay? Or, as the Egyptians called, the book of the dead. That's why Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. But our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That means that our response to God through obedience and through just following him, obeying him, in essence, God writes into the book of our life in real time that which is done for him out of a pure spirit, out of a pure motive, out of genuine love and all that. God isn't forgetful. We don't have to worry about dementia in the kingdom of heaven. We don't. And we should worry about it when it comes to, are we ready? And Doug, this is why it's so important, again, that people understand. Final warning, Brace for Impact, the thing that we're having on the 16th and 17th, which will be a live-streamed, pre-recorded conference, is really critical for people to listen to because there's some speakers there you've never heard before. And why I believe it's the final warning, and I believe that this is in my spirit, is because who knows what happens after November? Who knows what happens up to the time of November? And you can remember that whatever the date is when the internet is no longer, and we see it all happening, ladies and gentlemen, with all the social media maniacs, faces of death book, I'm sorry, Twitter twatter, pitter patter, all of the, even GoFundMe now has gone political. Everybody's going political. And if you are not in their system, you can't even pay your bills. What about my mortgage? Forget it. They will use the mark of the beast, and forgive me, prior to the mark of the beast, mandatory vaccination. They're going to see how many people resist. They have a formula. If this many people resist, they'll hold off another 6 months or a year. If this few resist, they'll go for it on the spot. Resistance isn't futile. It's necessary. Because the scripture in the book of Hebrews says we have not yet resisted evil to the shedding of our blood. That means we're willing to die for what we believe. Hey, Muslims are, and but the Christians never command to go out and blow up, you know, roadside IEDs or any of that stuff. But the thing is that, and the devil makes war on the Lamb, that's Jesus himself, and on his followers. And Doug, most of the prophecies out there that have been given over since George Washington's vision, yeah, you know, what are they, almost 400 years old now? Some of them, George Washington's vision would be, you know, whatever, just 400 years old or what the number, the math is.
Yeah.
But the thing is they're all saying the same thing. I would say this, if you don't believe God's long-suffering, if you don't believe God's merciful, think about when he started warning, because he is God, and he knows the end of a thing at the beginning of a thing. And he also knows that he's not caught off guard. He knows exactly what he's going to do. When Christians ask him, God, how are you going to protect us? He said, how did I protect Daniel? Lion's den? Well, I have one friend that said, well, I'm going to stay away from the zoo then. I said, that's not the point. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire, yet one like unto the Son of Man was in there with him. When Jesus is with you, he's the one that gives us the stamina and the endurance where we don't have it in ourselves. He's the one that is with us. He abides with us, and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So what is the most, I would say this, the most important point today on this broadcast is understand that the total war against Christians is underway. Persecution will be unequaled by any time in history. Jesus said there's never been time like it, nor would be again, except the days be shortened for the elect's sake. Those days are being shortened, but there'd be no flesh left alive. That's really sobering, you know? That's truly sobering. And I think it's becoming more apparent, Doug, that, and this is only known to God, this is a wild guess on my part, how many of us take the Word of God seriously? And then how many of us take the Word of God serious enough to act on it? Even Coach Dave, I posted his article today, bravo for Dave Dobbenmeyer. He basically said, I ain't wearing no more masks, you know? Well, they won't Amen. Let me in the store. Well, you know, well, Amazon, go, and when I say this, go where you can get stuff shipped in. But I'm telling you, I'm already seeing, too, since I'm a merchant, I'm already seeing interruptions in the Postal Service, UPS, and FedEx for the first time. I've been a FedEx whatever guy that used the service for over 38 years, or whenever they came on the scene. I started with FedEx. Prior to that was UPS. But the point is that everything's breaking down. People don't care anymore. People are having stuff stolen off their porches. Trucks are being stopped. There are some trucks that are caravanning. Kudos to you truckers that do that. If you're best friend and you are taking loads of the same city, you guys keep track of each other's sixes. And, you know, if you have to hire, have your, and there are, a friend of mine has a trucking company. His trucking company's best friend, excuse me, owns it. And he's preparing to take his truckers and their families out of California into a place that he's already prepared. The prophets, and he's very, very successful. And God told him, these are your employees, but they're my servants. Take care of them. Isn't that cool?
Well said, yes.
Yeah. And I think that this is why the war between Christians should end. So how do we determine who's right and who's wrong, who's following, you know, who claims to be a Christian? Well, I think Jesus made it easy. You know, this is water. Thank you, Jesus. He made it easy. By their fruits, ye shall know them. What are the fruits? Well, first of all, we're commanded to go into the world and teach all nations. We're commanded to make disciples. We're commanded to fight the fight for our brethren who don't have the strength in their lives to fight, but then they come and they join in the battle. Bob Mumford said the Christians are the only group in the world that leave their wounded on the battlefield and do their best to hasten their entrance into heaven or something like that. In other words, I was bleeding and dying on the Jericho Road. Well, you know, whatever the words are, forget the words of that, but they didn't, somebody cared. Somebody cared. The Good Samaritan is about somebody who cared. Didn't matter if he was a Jew or a Samaritan. Didn't matter. He cared. When people start caring beyond their comfort zone, God starts moving in the miraculous. That's a powerful statement. Never mm-hmm. made it in my life, ever. That's what's got to happen. And that's why God is going to, I'm sorry, but all of our comfort zones are going to be shaken to the core. But when they're shaken to the core, God himself is going to move in our lives and through our lives as he's never done before. Isn't that cool?
Very much so. But Steve, let me ask you a question, and just help me out with this. I've been asking this question in various forms throughout the week and the last couple of weeks. We see groups of Antifa, BLM, anarchists, groups of terrorists, domestic terrorists, gather in Portland or the Pacific Northwest, pick a city or Kenosha, and they gather and they burn down police precincts. They loot stores with impunity. They hurt and even kill with, so far, with little, punishment.
Right.
Okay. My question is, how do we as Christians in the physical, in this practical world, how do we fight that? In other words, if this was our town, that's kind of question one. And question two, if they do that to, a Macy's, loot a Macy's or loot a Foot Locker or whatever it might be, again, with impunity, why aren't the Christians going out there and putting a stop to the operation, for example, of Planned Parenthood, where murders of the unborn are a daily occurrence? Why aren't we doing that as Christians? And is it Christian-like? Is it being
I understand your question. The deal is, Doug, Jesus didn't tell the disciples at the Garden of Eden, Peter cuts off the centurion's ear and, obviously he heals the ear and stuff. But he also tells the disciples, go and buy swords, sell your cloak and buy a sword. The pacifistic lies that have been fed to the church are why I believe the church is largely neutered. I believe the church is basically totally now in the realm of, how should I say this, ineffective. If somebody's going to come and hurt you and you're my brother, then I'm going to do everything I can to stop them.
Right.
I had a friend. I want to tell this story because it illustrates perfectly what you had. I broke fellowship. He was a doctor. He was in Bozeman. Many of you have heard the story. It's true. He was talking and he was a pacifist, and I obviously am not, wasn't, never would be, and by the grace of God will never be. But he basically said if his wife were being raped downtown Bozeman, he would pray for God to stop it. And I said, would you try and physically take the guy away from your wife who's hurting her? And he said, no, I'd ask God to do it. And I said, well, I won't tell you his last name. I said, Doc, let me tell you something. If that woman's being raped at a knife point or any in danger, and in those days, Montana had some interesting laws still doing that realm. I said, I would use deadly force to stop him. And see, that's the thing I want people to understand. Deadly force is to stop evil. People try and use the K word. Thou shalt not murder is what the commandment says. Kill is not the issue. It's stopping the evil. And then I said, Doc, because I'm a Christian, I probably wouldn't turn the gun on you, but I should. And I said it a different way, and I'm trying to be even kinder and gentler when I shared that story originally. But here's the thing, Doug, to answer the first question, Christians have allowed themselves to be emasculated. We're emasculated in the, and I would say this, in our faith walk. We're emasculated in our war against evil walk. And we're emasculated in our ability to talk the talk and walk the walk. I'm not trying to play games with words. People are too worried about what happens to them more than they're worried what happens to the other guy. Good when point. That young man was killed and assassinated, I thought, God, I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have done something to stop it. And by the way, that holds true, too, for black people that are being beat up by cops. Look, I've taken lethal force classes. I know this. I know the distance the FBI says a guy running at you with a knife. But I also know when someone's distraught, you don't shoot them seven times in the back, And by the way, when I see cops with muscles this big, and I mean, I know cops with muscles that they're, that, I mean, biceps that are huge. And when I see those guys, and the first thought is to take them out, the first shot, which first thought should be, not first shot, it should be, their first thought should be, how can I take him down and not have to use lethal force so he can live another day? And maybe the guy just basically had his whole world blow up. I am not a meow man, but neither am I foolish to sanction evil on either side. Doug, I want to say this so people get it. Please, God, make people understand this. The whole war between cops and the population of the cops, is to bring in the end of police because no one trusts them and bring in the UN. The United Right. Nations Security Council was composed primarily of Russia and China. Hello? Does this not sound like the Mad Hatter had a little too much tin that day? Tin, well, the only Alice in Wonderland aficionados. And I don't use Alice in Wonderland in the storybook. I just say we are basically surrounded by Wonderland, and there's so many prima donnas in the Senate and in the Congress. And then we have actual traitors. We have people that are traitors. They're on the payroll of foreign governments. And there's a thousand ways to launder money. And so, you know, you can't go to the bank account and say, well, this rhino or Republican versus this demon rat or basically evilcrats. By the way, when I use the word evilcrat, an evilcrat is either a Republican or a demon rat, and they don't care about their country anymore. They just care about themselves.
I want to say this to your point. I republished a list by Trevor Loudon of 65 members of Congress, and that's the minimum list of individuals who have ties with Marxist or Maoist or Leninist or Islamic groups and antithetical to the interests of the United States. That's 65 out of what? 535 individuals. So, and that's just the start. So we have been so infiltrated. Go ahead.
Well, an infiltration ultimately results in the devastation. Or if everybody would understand this, I want you just to think of this. You know, just look up on your computer a rifle scope. And a rifle scope has crosshairs. Some of them have, mil dots, a bunch of dots. Each dot represents a given amount of a distance. You have to correct for windage and elevation. But just the basic crosshairs. Maybe that I'm not doing a very good crosshair there. Maybe that. Okay, there, crosshair. And imagine that on your forehead. Imagine that on your wife's forehead, or wives on your husband's forehead. Imagine that on your beautiful little child. Imagine that, and that's exactly what we're facing, Doug. Only God in his mercy can take the scales off our eyes. Only God in his mercy can take the scales off our heart, where we weigh everything, but usually not on the side of righteousness, but how will it damage me? This is probably obvious, but I could care less. I used to care a lot more what people thought. And, you know, the point is that when they accuse you unjustly or mock you or mock the Holy Spirit, and literally, you know the cases I'm referring to, and the cartoon caricatures. And let me say this again, please, everybody. Anything on YouTube that you see with my name on it or my caricature, that is not me. I do not publish anything on Brighteon. We're fighting continual copyright issues with YouTube, and they'd rather take the side of pirates in either Vietnam, yes, literally Vietnam, and or South America. So those are not mine. Give me the benefit of the doubt, please. I only post everything on Brighteon, Brighteon, or on my own platform. So I'm just trying to tell everybody, I take all this stuff seriously. And Doug, you and I both know, when we talk serious, we're talking dead serious or deadly serious. Is that not right?
That's exactly right, Steve. And by the way, Hagman Report's on Brighteon as well. And because it's YouTube is catering to the pedophiles, and that's true, the sex deviants and the anarchists who are pushing the agenda of the left. So, yes, you're absolutely right. And Steve, folks, yeah, please listen to what Steve said. If you see a counterfeit channel out there, and you will, understand it's not Steve. It, people who are trying to take Steve down, in addition to make money off of his material, which is just, what can I tell you? So, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Well, Doug, now we're coming to the point where we're coming into a three-day weekend. It's Labor Day. Obviously, the metals are up and down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, tomorrow's Friday, and Friday will be a determining factor. But here's the thing. I was told, now I want everybody to understand something. The love of money is the root of all evil. Have you noticed how all the Satanists are the richest people in the world, all the technocrats, all the Luciferians? The control of money is control of all evil, but also money controls lives. But when the power of God comes into his people's lives, God puts a new economy in motion. It's the economy of manna from heaven. See, we're going to see real miracles, and the devil's going to foment lying signs and wonders, and it's going to be whose miracle is going to believe. Redemption will always result in Jesus Christ being uplifted. It will always result in God being glorified, those miracles. But the miracles where the Antichrist or the false prophet are looking at them and looking at themselves, you'll be able to instantly tell. But the deception is going to be so great at some point in these next couple of years where Jesus said, if he didn't shorten the days, even the elect would be deceived. No matter how much I think I know, no matter how much I hope I know, at the end of the day, I don't know everything, and I don't want to know everything. I just want to know this. In intelligence gathering, the who is more important than just the information. The who, what would be called human, H-U-M-I-N-T, human intelligence is what the KGB uses, it's what the Israeli Mossad uses, it's what the CSIS uses, and the people with the most spies on the ground have the most eyes on the ground. Years ago, the United States decided primarily to forego human for signal intelligence, everything from, you know, radio intercepts, device intercepts, everything that was technologically accessible to them, they did. But you know what? There's funny things that happened. People still met up in parks to pass coded written messages, still do to this day. People who are savvy know exactly what's going on. Only the people that basically are foolish and don't care to know, like I heard a guy chuckle, I won't tell you who it is, but I heard a guy chuckle last night when he just said, well, I know, they're tracking me. I said, if you knew what they're tracking you with and what their plans were, he's a believer. I said, I think you'd worry about it. And by the way, I carry my phone, Doug, less and less now. If anybody wants to get a hold of me, the only way now that pretty soon they're going to get a hold of me is on my email and say, call me and tell me why.
Smart.
Because, again, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, social distancing is hogwash. The pigs, number one, don't prefer the shower. They prefer the mire. But, that's a good statement. The pigs don't go and say, oh, I've just been wallowing in the mud. My good man, can you show me the way to the nearest outdoor shower? Pigs prefer to wallow in the mud.
And by the way, my boss said, old boss several decades ago told me, you know, never wrestle with a pig. Two things happen. You get dirty and the pig likes it.
So. Yeah, and that was, hey, Doug, that was before they put lipstick on pigs.
That's right. That's right. Hey, you know what? We've got about 9 minutes left of the show. Before we go any further, the folks, final warning 2020 conference 2020, go to gen6.com. But Steve, do you want to address the little bit of an extra bonus? You were talking about human intelligence. Human intelligence, folks, and how important it is. Those people signing up for final warning, there's a little bonus here. You want to talk about that, or is it the wrong time?
Because again, ladies and gentlemen, that starts tomorrow, Friday night, for the people who have signed up for video on demand. And it's going to be an event where you'll get an email. You'll be able to basically pre-send your questions in. And then I'm going to share stuff on the private briefings that I won't share publicly. I may share them later in the week or later, but what it is really critical because, again, I believe that those of you who have supported the Gen 6 conferences, I believe your hearts are in it. I also believe that basically for the next 6 weeks, starting tomorrow night, you need to have as much, and I think, Doug, I got to make this clear. In my heart of hearts, I believe it's going to get really bad. And that's why I've reached out to different people, different sources. Tell me what you're hearing. I have to warn the people that have been faithful. And Doug, again, thank you for the people that have supported the Hagman Report. And Doug, I just want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you to just pray about continuing and accelerating. Because look, once we're done, okay, then we have to be primarily concerned, and we should be concerned with, Lord, where do you want us to go next? What am I going to do? Okay, I'll keep my Q files. Doug will keep the Hagman Report as long as possible. But what happens when time runs out on that? So I'm going to ask you, everyone, to please give a special financial offering for the Hagman Report. Because, look, Doug is one of the most, how do I say this? He's one of the most reserved guys when it comes to that. Doesn't make him comfortable. And it makes me comfortable because I know this. I know when I get, and you all need to know this, when I get literally hundreds and hundreds of emails from all over the world saying, I listen to you. You're my only point of contact with Jesus. You're the only reason I didn't blow my brains out. You're the only reason I get out of prostitution. You're the only reason I stopped the abortion. It's not us, it's God. I want to make it clear. All we get to be is the vessels for the purest water in creation. And those are the living waters that come specifically from obeying and walking in our anointing. And so the thing is that we're at the point now in history where consider it, I guess you'd say, a data dump. And the true legends, and if you will, the private briefings that people will be getting on Friday night, look, I'm reaching out to everybody. And interestingly enough, some of my best sources are saying, we understand why you're doing that, Steve, because there is coming a time. They're locking you out of the internet. I'm going to be locked out.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah.
There comes a time when Doug Hagman will not be able to have his platform.
That's right.
And watch who gets to stay and who doesn't. That'll be the biggest, evidence that what I'm saying is true. So the final warning, and Eric, if you put that up again, I would appreciate it.
He's going to do that. And let me ask you this. So if someone signs up tonight for the video on demand for the streaming event on October 16th, 17th, they will have the ability tomorrow night to be part of the private briefing.
Yes.
Okay. So, folks, understand this. If you go to gen6.com, look at that paragraph where it says this added bonus. Steve's got a lot of information. I kind of know a little bit. And if that little bit I know, oh my goodness, this data dump he's talking about, the human intelligence, it is going to be spectacular. So make sure you tune in for that. But above all, folks, sign up for the video on demand for the final warning. Go ahead, Steve. I'm sorry. I just want to make sure people understand that.
Well, for the first time, we've got Gerald Celente, and Gerald was on his game, you know. Absolutely one of the finest trend forecasters. I'd encourage everybody to go to my website and click on the trends forecaster link because I quite candidly wasn't taking it. I found out, boy, how could I have been this dumb? I'm talking me now. Not to have been taking that because here's the thing. In human intelligence, you can have the best satellite photos in the world. You can have the best, clearest satellite photos in the world. You can see submarines. You can see, you know, new aircraft. You can see new missiles. You can see all this stuff. You can see fuel trucks or rocket fuel trucks going to the launch pad. But what you can't see, and what that's where the real intelligence is gathering, is the most minute piece of evidence. What about batteries? What about a battery manufacturer for submarines? And what about a guy that worked in a submarine factory that could tell, hey, everything is being moved from trucks, military trucks, to submarine battery production? Well, if you know that your enemy has so many submarines, then you've got to assume, it's too early in their recycle series, so you know they must have had some subs we missed. Same thing with aircraft. Same thing with everything that you know in the military. So human intelligence is the people that are there that have the littlest pieces of the jigsaw puzzle. You know, I'm not very good at jigsaw puzzles because I just am not good at it. I get too frustrated, and, you know, there are people that have the patience to do that. I want to see the big picture. But I know this, when you're missing one puzzle piece, that's the piece you concentrate on. You're looking all over the table. You're going on the floor. I looked to Cyrus and said, you didn't eat your jigsaw puzzle piece. And he gets this cute, no, I didn't do it. So the point is that we're looking for that. And that's in essence, ladies and gentlemen, the redefinition by the U.S. military of conspiracy theory should worry everybody. Because conspiracy theory is a brand like you would put on a cow. That is the most, how should I say that? That is to disassociate in people's mind all related truth. And they're going to do it. Remember years ago, Doug, we did shows, a couple shows on the Department of Propaganda, the military wanted propaganda departments.
It was for a long time.
And so now, ladies and gentlemen, what we're going to have, we're going to be confronted with everything from digital imagery that's fake. We're going to be digital voicing that's fake. And so this is why if I, by the grace of God, if Doug, by the grace of God, if all the guests, by the grace of God, can instill one little piece of the puzzle, one little piece. I can't tell you, Doug, how many times people said, you know, Steve, so-and-so on Hagman, not just me, they gave me that piece I've been looking for. And I said, when you get the piece, P-I-E-C-E of the puzzle, you get the P-E-A-C-E of the living God. The puzzle pieces, most people are troubled about how to put it all together. And what we're trying to do, Doug, and I believe we'll succeed in doing, is putting it all together. And it will cover everything. It won't just be focused on ancient, but I'll be dealing, just so people want to know, I'll be dealing with the whole attitude of science faction, not fiction, and how the devil has literally programmed the minds of people through film and TV, to fulfill what Marshall McLuhan said, that the medium was a message, not just the programming. And ladies and gentlemen, if we would have understood television programming, to program literally means to take control and determine what goes in and what goes out. We have all been programmed. We are all being programmed. And that's why human intelligence is the number one thing that these six Friday nights are going to be designed to do. Now, we want you to send in your questions on Gen 6. There's a link. And those of you who have gotten the newest posting, I'll be putting it up just momentarily when we're off the show. But I want you to understand something. It's that critical. And I just want to thank you all again for either attending, buying the videos. And I have people that have bought the videos. This is Steve. I don't know how it works. I pray, and the Lord says, go look at the video. See, what I'm saying is you get anointed speakers, and everybody else say, that's the worst speaker. And one thing that guy says that's considered the worst speaker, you should never compare anybody to anybody. Some of these guys are just such seasoned pros, and then you've got the ADD king. And you know, I pray, God, help me to be coherent, and I will be, thanks to Daniel Holdings and thanks to my friend Doc. And thanks to other people, Science Guy, all these people around the world. And Doug, again, I want to thank you, brother. I want to thank you for the effect you're having for the kingdom of God worldwide, because I hear it, I bet, more than you do.
Well, thank you, Steve. And I'll just say this publicly, folks, without Steve Quayle, I would not be sitting here. So if you can either thank him or blame him, either way, I wouldn't be here. So I want to say thank you, Steve Quayle, publicly to you for all you do and for your support of this platform. God bless you, my friend. And folks, final warning, go to gen6.com, sign up for the conference, the video on demand, and please, that will give you access to the private intelligence briefings, which start tomorrow. That's September 4th. You're not going to want to miss this. Steve, my friend, thank you so very much. And God bless you, and God bless Cyrus, and Steve Quayle with a cameo by Cyrus. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. That was Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, again, with a cameo from Cyrus. And I just have to say that my heart is pretty heavy with the events that I've been seeing take place over the last couple of months. This is indeed a spiritual battle, and we're in it. There are no spectators in this. None. Zero. I want to say thank you to all who support us. Thank you, Eric the Tech. Thank you, Steve Quayle. Thank you, Bob Griswold. May God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for your support and your belief and your trust. Until tomorrow, God bless. Good night.